talking about sharing a base mission test. Matzah bapas. Somebody who finds meat in a town that has both Jews and non-Jews living in that town. We would follow by who the majority of the butchers in this town are. If the majority of the butchers in this town are Jewish, the meat would be kosher. But if the majority of the butchers in this town are not Jewish, then you would not be allowed to eat the meat. Now, even though Rav is of the opinion that basar shenit alim min ha'ayin asar, meat that you do not have your eye on at all times, would be forbidden to eat. So how are you allowed to eat meat that you found in the city? Nobody had their eye on this meat. The answer is that Rav will say that the Mishnah is talking about in such a case that you saw the meat falling from somebody. Just you don't know if that somebody is Jewish or not Jewish. So therefore, this is not basar shenit alim min ha'ayin. This is basar that you had your eye on at all times. Just you don't know if the meat fell from a Jew or a non-Jew. Im ha'isa mevushal, hoch en acharov ochle basar mevushal. If you find cooked meat in the city, as opposed to raw meat, the first part of the Mishnah we're talking about where you found raw meat, now we're talking about where you found cooked meat. In such a case, you would follow by who the majority of the people that eat cooked meat in this town are. And now that the meat is cooked, so the meat was already taken home from the butcher and cooked, so even if the majority of the butchers in this town are Jewish, but maybe a guy bought the meat and then cooked it himself, and therefore the meat would be forbidden since it was cooked by a guy, so therefore we would see who the majority of the people in this town are that cook meat. If the majority of people in this town that cook meat are goyim, then the meat would be usur, even though the majority of the butchers in the town are Jewish. But if the majority of the people who cook meat in this town are Jewish, and also the majority of the butchers in this town are Jewish, then the meat would be kosher. Somebody who finds fruit on the road, if most of the people who have orchards in this town bring the fruit into their house for their own personal use, they don't sell the fruit, instead they bring the fruit into their house for their own use, in such a case, the person who finds the fruit can eat the fruit without taking off ma'aser. He is potter from taking off ma'aser if he wants to eat the fruit achilas arai, temporary achilas. And there are two different mods, two different times, as far as chiyav ma'aser is concerned. The first mod is kishegia ha'pri lo'onas ha'ma'aser, when the fruit has reached a growth in which it is now chayiv in ma'aser. That's called the onas ha'ma'aser. It's grown to the extent that it has now reached the time for the chiyav ma'aser. And at that point, you would not be allowed to eat the fruit in achilas kva, a permanent type of achila, without taking off ma'aser. But you wouldn't be allowed to eat achilas arai, a temporary type of achila, without taking off ma'aser, up until the time it's nigmar malachto, the malacha of this fruit is complete. At the time of the gmar malacha, when the malacha is complete, then you would not be allowed to eat the fruit at all without taking off ma'aser. Even an achilas arai, a temporary achila, would be forbidden without taking off ma'aser. But if the fruit is going to be brought to the house for the person's own personal use, in such a case, even though it was nigmar malacha, even though the malacha was complete, up until the time the fruit actually was taken into the house, you would be allowed to eat achilas arai of this fruit without taking off ma'aser. So therefore, somebody who finds fruit in a place where most people have orchards bring the fruit into their own house for their own personal use, so in such a case, you would be allowed to eat achilas arai, temporary achilas of this fruit without taking off ma'aser. And since the fruit never actually reached the house, so in such a case, even though it was nigmar malacha, even though the malacha of this fruit was complete, it would be mutter for the finder to eat an achilas arai, temporary achila, without taking off ma'aser. For limkor b'shok, chayim. But if most of the people who have fields in this place bring the fruit into the house, not for their own personal use, but to sell out in the market, in such a case, the person who finds the fruit would be chayim to take off ma'aser. He wouldn't be allowed to eat even an achilas arai, temporary achila, without taking off ma'aser. As soon as it was nigmar malacha, as soon as the malacha was complete, it was chayav and ma'aser. You weren't allowed to eat the fruit at all once it was nigmar malacha, without taking off ma'aser. And since he doesn't plan on using the fruit for his own personal use, it doesn't matter that the fruit has not reached the house. It's chayav and ma'aser immediately when it was nigmar malacha, and you wouldn't be allowed to eat achilas arai at all once it's nigmar malacha, even though it never reached the house. As only if you're going to eat the fruit yourself do we say that you're allowed to eat achilas arai until it reaches the house. But if you plan on selling it out in the market, in such a case, even though it has not reached the house, it is chayav ma'aser. You wouldn't be allowed to eat achilas arai without taking off ma'aser. So therefore, the finder must take off ma'aser before he eats it, even if he's only eating an achilas arai. Mechta l'mechta d'may. If half the people in this place bring the fruit into their house for their own personal use, and half harvest the fruit in order to sell it in the shuk, in such a case, the person who finds fruit would be chayav to be ma'aser d'may. D'may meaning a suffix. He has a suffix, whether it's chayav or ma'aser. or not, so therefore it would have the same din as Demai. Demai is produce that is bought from an Amar, somebody who is ignorant in the halachos of Maaser. And the Rabbanan said that somebody who buys produce from an Amar has to be Maaseret Demai. And Demai means that we don't know whether Maaser was taken from it or not, so therefore Mesapek, you have to take off Maaser Sheni and Trumas Maaser. Trumas Maaser is the Truma that's taken off after taking off Maaser. And Maaser Sheni is the second Maaser that's taken and brought to Yerushalayim and eaten there. But Maaser Rishon you can keep for yourself because Maaser Rishon is mutter for a non-Kohen. And therefore, since we have a Safek, you're not mechuyev to give it to the Levi, may Safek. And Truma also you don't have to take off because even though the produce was brought from Amar, so it's ignorant. And the Halacha of the Maaser, but he does know that you have to take off Truma. Even Amar knows you have to take off Truma. The Truma was already taken. So you instead, you would take off Maaser Rishon. Maaser Rishon keep for yourself. Before you keep it for yourself, you take off Trumas Maaser, 10% of that Maaser Rishon, and give it to the Kohen. And Trumas Maaser is also for a non-Kohen, so you have to give it to the Kohen, even though it's only a Safek, but a Safek, you wouldn't be allowed to eat it. And then you would take off Maaser Sheni, the second Maaser, and that you would bring to Yerushalayim and eat there. And that's talking about where you bought produce from an Amar Aretz. In this case, we're talking about where you found fruit out on the road and you don't know whether Maaser was taken from it or not, so this is not exactly the classic case of Demai. The classic case of Demai is produce that is brought from an Amar's, but this would also have the same din as Demai. It's a suffix, whether it's Chayav and Maaser or not, as if the person who lost his fruit is a person who brings it to his house for his own personal use, then it would be positive from Maaser. And if the fruit belongs to somebody who wants to sell to the market, it would be Chayav and Maaser. So it's also a case of suffix, so therefore it has the same din as Demai. A storehouse for fruit that both Jewish and non-Jewish people store their fruit in that storehouse. And Rob Akum Vada, most of the fruit in this storehouse was stored by a non-Jew, then the fruit that is found in that storehouse is definitely higher in Maaser. As this kind of hope, that ain't kinin la Akum laskia midei Maaser, which means that in Akum, a guy who owns land in Eretz Yisrael, that doesn't change the status of the produce that grows on that land. The produce is chayav and maaser, even though the land belongs to a non-Jew. So therefore, since most of the fruit in this storehouse came from a guy, and a guy definitely didn't take off maaser, so he definitely had to take off maaser before eating any of the fruit in this storehouse. Then rov Yisrael demai. But if most of the fruit in this storehouse came from a Yisrael, in such a case, the fruit would have a status of demai. As we said, demai is a suffix, whether maaser was taken from it or not. As when you buy produce from an Amar, we have a suffix, whether or not he took off Maaser. So in this case also, since it was an Amaharit, that put the fruit in this storehouse, it has the status of Demai. Mechta lemechta vadai, Dibri Rabbi Meir. If half the fruit in this storehouse came from a Jew and half came from a non-Jew, then you definitely have to take off Maaser, according to Rabbi Meir. The Chacham Maimer Afilu Kulo Makom, Yisroel Echad Mato Letocho Demai. The Chacham is saying, even if all the fruit in this storehouse come from a guy, with the exception of one Jewish person who stores his fruit in this storehouse, the fruit in this storehouse has the status of demai. As according to the Chacham, a guy that owns land in Eretz Yisrael, the produce that grows in that land is not chayav and maaser, since it belongs to a guy. So therefore, the fruit that belongs to a guy is not chayav and maaser at all. Only the fruit that belongs to the Yisrael who stored his fruit there would be chayav and maaser. So therefore, the fruit has the status of demai. As some of the fruit belongs to Yisrael, we don't know if that Yisrael took off Maaser or not, so therefore, the fruit in this storehouse had the status of Demai, and you would take off Maaser Misafig, like produce that is bought from an Amar.